Good evening. This is Circe again with another Brat Time story. I'm going to read a story I wrote called Insomnia. I wrote this in 2017 at a writing workshop. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can relate. Well, of course you can. You're up, like me, with insomnia. As I age, I have struggled with bouts of insomnia. For the past decade, I have fallen asleep quickly, only to wake at 2 or 3 a.m., and then I lie, unable to sleep, and mind wandering in a million different directions down rabbit holes. In these moments, I long for the days when it seemed I could sleep anywhere and through anything. I have flashes of childhood memories when we were living in Washington, D.C., being awakened from a sound sleep to find a little girl about my age tucked in beside me. "This must be the little sister I'd asked my parents for," and smiling, I whispered, "Thank you," happy for the ebony-skinned stranger lying next to me. I recall many nights, after having eaten one of our favorite restaurants in France, an hour or so from our home in Germany, changing into my pajamas in the back seat of the car, and then snuggling into sleep with my face and nose buried in the crack of the stiff, scratchy seat, a whoosh of fresh air from the trunk, chilling my skin while the rest of my body was warm and snug under a pile of coats, the sound of the car driving over the dark back roads lulling me to sleep. Sometimes when my father went TDY, I could sleep with my mother in their bed as a rare treat, but apparently I kicked and tossed, which disturbed my mother. Not me. So those times were limited, and I soon outgrew them. I occasionally sleepwalked and sleep-talked, frequently wandering around the dark house into my parents' room, startling them. They'd tell me to go back to bed, and still asleep, I would. I did have some periods of childhood insomnia, most often brought about by worry. On the eve of entering first grade, I woke in the night terrified because I couldn't remember what side of the circle the stick went on to make a lowercase a. Living in an old brownstone Victorian in Karlsruhe, Germany, I spent many restless hours in the night trying to screw up the courage to go to the bathroom, which was directly across the hall from my bedroom. There were two problems. One, there were possibly things under my bed which would grab my ankles as I got out to go to the bathroom. And two, I had to cross a long, narrow, pitch-black hallway to get to the safety of the small water closet. I'd languish for a long time, building up the courage until finally I'd leap out of bed as far as humanly possible, which for a 7 or 8 year old wasn't much, and I'd bolt to the door and stop. Looking out of the doorway and peering down the pitch-black hall, I'd build up another round of courage and dash into the safety of the bathroom. I turn on the light, panting to do my business, and the whole process began in reverse. Dash, stop, dash, leap. And once huddled under the percale sheets, I'd slowly relax enough to sleep. Once asleep, I was out to the world. I've been told I slept through a strong earthquake and through loud parties, fights amongst neighbors, and all manner of interesting things. Even as a young adult, I'd go to bed early, sleep through the night, and rise generally before dawn, refreshed and ready to take on the world or slay dragons or do whatever it was I needed to do. But as a young mother with a soldier husband frequently gone, I trained myself to sleep lightly. I needed to be vigilant, watching out for possible intruders and keeping an ear out should one of my small children need me in the night. Thankfully, we never experienced real danger and the kids slept soundly because they knew their mom was on the lookout. But years of light sleeping, hypervigilance, and insomnia compounded into a state of constant sleep deprivation and wakefulness. I read once that military spouses operate in a constant state of low-grade anxiety, and I think that's probably true. I spent much of my time being both father and mother and had to keep our small family together. If something happened to me, who would take care of the kids? Therefore, I needed to keep the kids safe, my husband safe, myself healthy, and everything running smoothly. The more I needed to be healthy, the sicker I became. The more things needed to be smooth, the more challenging they became. My husband went to war twice. Then my oldest son did. We marched ahead like a well-choreographed troop, but inside there was chaos and movement and messiness of living. The pace of modern life and the demands of modern jobs and the world events exert itself on all of us. I long for the ease of the good old days of my childhood, where I could snuggle into my nest of blankets in the back seat of the car while my mother and father drove us through the night back to the safety of our house, and all was right in my world. As I enter my sixth decade, I need to let go. I can't keep everyone safe all the time. I can't make everything fair, and I'm not the designated protector to my grown children. As a dear teacher who is now a Buddhist monk says, within the cycle of life, as one generation passes, another one rises. Arising and ceasing, arising and ceasing, and that's the way it should be. So, perhaps if I let go, I can sleep. So, sometimes in the night when I wake, I do try to do mindfulness, to be in the moment. I say to myself, in this moment, I am safe. In this moment, I am healthy. I'll worry about this tomorrow. And often, that works. So I wish you a good night, and we'll talk soon.